explain. You hold now Samach Zayin Omer Aleph. Here on top are two dots. Omer Rav Shomon Bar Abba. Omer Rav Yechnon. Hechnisa loy Zohov. Let's say she brings in from the dunya for present to her husband Zohov, a block, a piece of gold. In Shamanoi Soy, we evaluate how much it's worth. Parehu Keshavya, when he writes down in the Ksuba how much he received from his wife, not like before he takes off 20%, but he puts down exactly how much it's worth. Hey, by gold, they don't play around. He put down exactly how much it's worth. Meis may have a kasher on this. Says Hazohov, when she brings in gold, Harehu Kekelim, it's like she brought in utensils. So, my love doesn't mean Kekelim Shokesov, like silver utensils, to Parsi, that devaluates sometimes. The Parsi means it gets used up, so that the prices change. So therefore, you do have to make an evaluation how much it's worth, and it should be the regular locha, that Bezdin adds 20% a fifth, and then in the Ksuba we take off a fifth. Samura says, Loi, what it means is, Kekelim Shel Zohav the Loi Parsi. A piece of gold is like utensils of gold that does not devaluate. So therefore, it's always the exact amount, and therefore, we write down exactly how much it's worth. For the Gemariam came of that chat over here, Ke Kelev Mi Boile. It should have said that if you bring in gold, it's like its own Kelim, it's like utensils made out of gold. Why does it just say, Harehu Ke Kelim? Mashmi, it's like other type of utensils, like silver utensils, and then you should change the value. For Yod, another Kashav is like this. For Yod Tanya, we learned, Zohov, when she brings in gold, Harehu Ke Kelim. It's like utensils. Yizov Rech Kalim. Din Reizov, let's say she brings in a golden coins. Din Reizov, that means coins made out of gold. Hirayan Kiksofim. That's mamish like money she brings in that we had before. The husband has to add on to it a third. Because when she brings in cash, he could do a lot of business with it. He'll gain on the deal. So if she brings in Din Reizov, golden coins, that's mamish like cash. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, V'mokim shenogu shloi leparton, in the case where they don't use the golden, well, we'll soon see what it goes on, the ratio of the sefer, either it's talking about gold or golden coins. But he says in the place, shenogu shloi leparton, they don't really use this gold to do exchange with. They don't do circulation with this type of a gold. Then, Shimon they say, we have to evaluate how much it's worth. Pareyem b'shav yehen. Then it's, you write down in the ksuba exactly how much it's worth. In other words, not called like you receive cash, because this is not the cash people use, circulate this type of a circulation. Therefore, you have to evaluate how much it's worth, but you write down in the ksuba exactly how much it's worth. Now, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Lahai, on which one of the two cases is he going on? Ilayma Seif, if you want to say it's going on the Seifer, Din Rei Zohov, that means golden coins. Michlau then will come out to Tanakama, Sava Fidova Mokim Shinogu, Shlurla Porton. The Tanakama says, no, it's mamish called like cash. Even in a place that they don't use this for circulation, Holainavki, they don't use this. You can't buy things with this type of golden coins. If it's Loy, Shloy Porton, that means they don't use this for the exchange, so it's not called like cash. You can't do business with it. So why does the Yaga and the Shimon Gamliel? El Alava Resha. So it has to be the Machlokes is on the Resha, the first part, where she brings in gold. What's the loch of gold itself? Lochikom, this is what the price means. Zohov, when she brings in gold, Hareyu Kekelim. It's mamish like utensils. Now, my Kelim, what type of Kelim? Kelim Shekeset means like silver, silver Kelim. In other words, it has a devaluation sometimes. So therefore, there's a Shuma, we evaluate how much it's worth, and it should be up a fifth by Bezdin, and then down a fifth when they arrive in the Ksuba. Not like we start, not like Rav Shimon wanted to say. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hareyu Kedinyu in Shel Zohav. No, Yishno is called like golden coins. B'mokim Shnogu Shler Leporten. And a place where they don't use it for the exchange. So I'll call upon him, you see it's a machlekes, what's the loch of gold? So how could Rav Shimon say so poshid, that gold? You do according to its valuation. Here it's mash not a Tanakama holds that it's like regular kalim, that it changes. And therefore, like we learned before, she brings in stam utensils, Bezdin evaluates it a fifth more than it's really worth. And therefore, when he writes it down in the ksuba, he takes off the fifth. So of course, not like a shaman. So Gemara says, Loi, maybe no, that's not the pshat here. Liyelam really a seifa. The machlokes of Shimon Galil and the Tanakam is only on the Sefer, when they bring in din reizov, golden coins. But it could be gold itself. Everybody agrees, like kelim means, like golden kelim, that you evaluate exactly how much it's worth, and that's how much you write down in the ksuba. So li'olam, this machlokes is only on the Sefer. Udinavka adiatchak, we're talking about these golden coins, they use it, the exchange is used, only when it's very hard to use other things. Adiatchak, if you pressure to use it, you'll be able to use it. Adiatchak. This is the machlokes over here. Masava one holds, kibun denafke, since lamaisi, you could use it, you could exchange things with it, if you push away with it, is meshavchin in law. It's called then like she brought in kish, and we give a shvach, means that we have to add a third into the ksuba. Well, masava, the other one, the Rav Shimon holds, no, kibun denafke il adiatchak, since it could only be used adiatchak, it's not the normal currency over here. You can't really use it for an exchange. It's therefore loy meshavchin in law. We don't consider it like she brought in kish, and we don't write down an ksuba, an extra third. So if it could be but no kashin of shaman, it could be that gold, the block of gold itself, you evaluate exactly how much it's worth. Iboy Yisem, another terrorist is like this, I'll tell you, kudu Rav Shimon ben Gamliel hi. The whole price that goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. V'chasurei mechzron, something is missing, yevochik ton, this is the way it's supposed to be learned. Zohov gold, hareyu kekelim. Gold is like utensils. Dinrei zov, when you have golden coins, hareyu kiksof, it's mamish like kish. V'medevar mamurim, when was this said that's like kish, and therefore should get an extra third in iksuba? V'mokim shenogul aporton. In a place where this is the currency, you could use these golden coins and you could exchange, you could buy things with it. But if this is the place that this is not part of the currency, you can't use these golden coins to exchange things with. Then we have to evaluate how much it's worth. But you should know it's not that we raise it 20 and take off 20, it's the exact valuation. This is what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying. Why? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Eimer, that the Mokim Shinogu Shtol Aparton, in a case where these golden coins is not the exchange, they don't really use it there, then Shaman Oysam, then it's not called like she brought in Kish, but rather we have to evaluate how much it's worth. And Vareyim B'Shavayim, when we write down in the Ksuba, we have to write down the exact value of these coins, what she brought in, that's what we write down she brought in, and that's what you'll get later on. This is still a kasha. If you want to say that when the Brisa says that Zov is like Kalim, it shouldn't have just said Lushan like utensils. It should have said like its own utensils, like golden Kalim. If you want to say it's called like gold still, that you evaluate exactly. So Mursa's kasha, that's Taka kasha. Another territory is like this. Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? B'dahaba pricha. We're talking about like broken kalim, broken gold. Trashi pricha. It doesn't say. Right. Yeah. Right. Trashi lokifshel Rabbi Yechonah. Chiyam Rabbi Yechonah. Because he's talking about by big ones. Or masnisin b'dahaba pricha by small ones. So that's the difference. Small ones taka get used up a lot, and therefore the valuation changes. Says Nafkamin, if it's good, big golden coins, they never change. That was Rav Shaman's first halacha, you get the exact evaluation. And here it's Mashma that it's like other kelim, it's talking about with small golden pieces that do get the valuation changes. Ravashi Yama b'mamala. Mamala Rashi says, dak shel zov, very thin pieces of gold. These pieces, when you use them, they get worn out, and therefore the valuation goes down. So in this case, you don't shots it up, you're not showing exactly how much it's worth. Omer Rabbi Yannirmani says like this, B'samim shel antuchia. If an isha brings in for a husband the spices that come from antuchia, Rashi says that ikis cherosim, that used to be the main business then, that was the diamonds at that time. Like Lamosha today, if she bring in diamonds, he has a rain kicks off him. That's like she bringing you in cash. And since they used to do business with this type of samim, it's called like she brought you in pure cash, that you make a lot of profit, therefore you have to add in the ksuba third. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan, Amar Rav Yechanan, Gemalim shel Avoya, camels, that Arabs, camels come from Arabs, from Arvia, is Isha Goyva Parnam him, and Isha could collect the ksuba from it. Parna Rashi says, so Rashi learns here, Reva Shlish, The Rashi learns the pshat that if an isha give camels to a husband, it's also called like pure cash that she gets an extra third in a ksuba. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. Tosfos learns it means the pshat found when an isha collects the ksuba, she could collect from these things also. Omer Rav Papi, Hani, Tusi, Devei Machzer. These clothing that comes from the place, Devei Machzer, also Isha Goiva Panam Him. An Isha could collect the ksuba, the same thing, according to Rashi, means it's very good things that you could sell very easily. You could do a lot of business with it. So the husband has to add on another third into the ksuba. And Tosfos learns it means the Isha could collect the ksuba from these good clothing. The Omer Rav Papi. Papi said like this, Hani, Shaki, Derujia. These big sakin that comes from the city called Rudia. The ashli and the ropes, the machunya, comes from machunya, also very good things to sell and buy. Is isha gaiva parnam hem? The same thing. If she brings it, it's like she brought in cash, the husband could do about good business with these things. She also deserves an extra third in the ksuba. Omar Rava, Meresh Havamin, at the beginning I used to think, Hani Arnaki de Mechuza. These wallets, pockets, pocketbooks, Arnaki, that comes from the city of Mechuza, Isha Graeva Parnam Hem. Again, an Isha could collect, even though Tosfos learns, Hoksuba from these things, even though Mikra Dinasoni and Karka, but these things are very good, valuable, that she's Seimach Das on them. Or else the Rashi learns, it means that she collects an extra third. My time, and what's the reason? Asamchtinu Alayu. Like they have Das, they rely on these things. Since it's good things to buy and sell, they rely on it. But Kivun the Chazoin, our Rav says, since I saw to Shaktilu, what do the ladies do with these pocketbooks? They take them v'nafki v'chimashkachi arya zavnebuhu, and with the money they get from selling these pocketbooks, as soon as they see property land, they go and buy the land. So he sees the main thing that they're really soymech dasan is upon karka land. Is Amina, I mean to say like this now. Asamchtinu aryahu. That's what the ladies rely on the pocketbooks, is not because of these arnaki, but only because they realize they want to end up with karka. So Rashi says, V'yein goivois elam in akarka min yesaimim. And in the case where she's collecting a ksuba from the yesaimim, she only has the right to collect it from karka, not from anything else. Because the yikas smichas das that she relies on is from karka, not from other things. So that's the Mishnah. Hamasyes bitoy stam. If a man marries off his daughter, is lo yivchas lo mechamishim zuz. The least that he should give her for present, for the dunya, at least the money to prepare herself for the wedding, is 50 zuz. Posek, that's the least he should give her. Now, posek lachnisa ruma. Let's say the father made up with the son-in-law like he's not going to give her any clothing. That you want to marry my daughter, you have to take care and give her clothing. I'm going to give it to you without any clothing. Is lo yema baal, the baal can say back, the husband say back to the father, that kishachni senu lebeisi aschena, biksusi. You know when I'll start clothing her? When we have nesuyin, when I take her to live in my house. But now that she's by you, I don't want to clothe her. No, the husband can't say that. He has to start supplying her with clothing right away, even though Bishas Erison, she's still living by her father's house. The same thing if Bezdin marries off Yisaimin. They should not give them less than 50 zuz. Masha from Stok, Rashi says, Gaboy Stoker. The Gaboy Stoker should not give Yisaimin less than 50 zuz. That's how much she needs to prepare herself for a wedding. If there's money there, then mefarnasim oisla fikvoida. Then you have to give according to how much she's used to having. Like if a husband was very rich before, and she's used to how her father was very rich, and she's used to having a lot, you have to give her according to what she's supposed to have, what she's used to having. Omer Abaye, Abaye said like this, Chamishim zuz, that we say the least a father should give his daughter, has 50 zuz, ishino pshiti, it means smaller ones. Rashi says, Zuz in Medina, this is the Zuz of Medina, which is Shemayinim Em Zuz Suri. Eight of these equal up to one Zuz of Suri. There is a smaller amount of money. Mimai, what's the proof? Midiktani Sefer, since the end of the Mishnah, says like this, Em Yesh Bekis, if there's a lot of money there in the by the Kis of Stockholm, Befarnas and Oysel of Fikvoida. Mashma, then we give him more money to how much he's used to having. For Yamrina and my kiss, what does the kiss mean here? What kind of pocket here? Amarach ba'anaki shav zdok. It means the pocket of the stock of money. Now, vi saka daitin chamishim zuz mamish. If you want to tell us what they were supposed to give a mamish 50 good dollars, 50 zuz of tsuri, im yesh bekis kam yavinin lo. Like, that's a lot of money. So what do you mean to say if there's more money in the stock box, we'll even give her more. Why should we give her more? Mashma, that much money, 50 of Zuz Tzuri is a lot of money. Ela Shmamina, therefore it's a proof, Chamishim Zuz Pshiti. That the Mishnah says the least we give is 50 Zuz, means smaller amount of money. And that's not so much money. Therefore, the lachar is, if there's more money in the tzedakah box, then you have to give her more money. Tana Rabbonim, we learned like this. Yosam v'yosayma. Often a boy or a girl, shebol l'spanis. They're both coming, they have no panos, nothing to live, and they want to have mezainis food from tzedakah. The lachar is mefanasin as a yosayma. We have to first give the money to the girl. V'yachakach mefanasin as a yosam. And then we give money to the orphan, the boy. Because a lady, it's not her dera to go collecting money. A man, it's easy to collect money. So therefore, first we take care of the orphan, the girl, and then we'll give the money to the boy. What about Yosem v'yosayma shebo'u linosei? Also, an orphan, a boy or a girl come to Beis Din, they want to get married, they need money to get married. They want money from tzedakah to get married. Halacha is masin es yosayma. First, Beis Din takes care of the girl. V'yachakach masin es hayosem. And then they take care of the boy. Evnei shebushosai shel isha meruba mishalish. Anisha has more embarrassment not to be married. She's more embarrassed about it than a man. Therefore, it's more important to marry off the girl first, and then we'll marry off the boy. Tana Rabbanan, read like this. Yosom Shabo Lisa. A Yosom, an orphan boy, comes to get married. Is Soichrim Loi Bayis. Beis Din has to take care of him and rent an apartment for him. Or Matsiyan Loi Mita. You have to make sure he has a bed. The whole Kli Tashmishi, all the utensils he needs to live with, he has to have. That's what Beis Din has to take care of him. From the tzedakah. V'yachakach Matsiyan Loi Isha. And after we prepare these things for him, then we make the chasna, then we marry him off. Shenemah, the pasuk says, by anoni day machsoroi asheyech saloi. Like you have to give him what he needs. So we dashin like this: day machsoroi zehabayis. So you have to give him a house to live in. Asheyech sar zemita v'shulchum. You have to give him a bed and a table. Loi, what does it mean to him? Zoisha. We have to then marry him off, give him a wife. V'chein away. But the pasuk says, asaloi yez the kenegdoi. I'll make him from Adam a neit the kenegdoi. That's his wife. So a wife goes into the word loy, that's the Ezek Kenegdoi. Tana Rabbanan, we learned like this. The pasuk says, Deimach Sarva, you have to give him his needs. Ata mitzuv olav lefarnasoi. You have mitzuv to give him panosim and give him food to manage, to live on. But viata mitzuv olav liashroi. You don't have the chiyum to make him rich. More than he deserves, you don't have to give him. Then the pasuk says, Ashiyech Saloi, what he's missing. That means, Afilu sus lichav olav. Viyever loris lefonav. Let's say the person before was rich, or he was used to having a horse to ride on, or he was used to having an eved to run in front of him, and now he becomes poor, he doesn't have any money. Beis Din has to give him these things also. That's called Ashayech Saloi, what he's missing from what he had. If he was used to having more, and now he becomes poor, then Chiyuv Tzedakah is to give him what he's used to having. Omru Olav al Hillel HaZaken, it was said about Hillel HaZaken, Shelo kach li oni ben toivim echad, that he once bought for an oni that came from a nice mishpacha. In other words, vice versa, they were first rich, they were used to having things, and now he became poor. So he bought for this person sus lichav olav, that the person should have a horse to ride on, the yevad loris tefonav, and he should also have a servant to do things for him, run in front of him. And Pamachas, it once happened that le motza ever loris tefonav, Hillel couldn't find a servant for the person, for this oni. For Rotz Lefonav Shloshim Milin. So Hillel himself ran for this oni, was like a servant for this oni. He ran for him 3 milim. Right, the Tana Rabbonin. Maisa Bianche Golul Elyon. Once happened a story in the people living in the Golul Elyon, in the top Golul. Shelokul Yonah. They once bought for a poor person Ben Toivin, that originally came from a nice mishpacha. He was used to having a lot, and then he became poor. So they brought Ben Toivim Echa Mitzipori, that was living in Tzipori, Litra Bosa, like a pound of meat, Litra Bosa. B'chol Yoim, every day they brought him a Litra of Bosa. For the Gemara, Litra Bosa, my Ravus, like what's so great about that? That's like normal. A pound of meat a day is normal. Shrashib Litra Bosa, Shoye Bosa B'yoker, for Yitzorach Bosa B'dimei Litra Mois. He used to spend the amount of money. Oh, that's terrorist ready. The Morris Kashrus, so what's so great about that? He gave him a pound worth of meat. Omer Al Funa, what it means to say is, Litra Bosor Mishel Oifus. One shot is they gave him chicken teat. A mashma chicken is more expensive, so that was the chashuv thing. They gave him good meat teat. The boy is saying another teretz is balitra bosa mamish. In other words, not that they gave him a pound of meat, but it was a pound of money they had to use in order to buy the meat. Like Rashi says, the meat went up in value, it was very expensive, the meat. They had to use a pound of money to buy this meat. So that was the chiddush, still they used to do it. Even though he's nani now, but since Mashdawar, that's what he was used to having before, that's what the Pasuk says, Yechzaloi, what he's missing, you have to give him. Ravashi Yomar, Hosom Kfar Koton Hoy, it could be no. It's like Poshid, you give him a pound of meat. The question is, what's so great about that? Everybody gets a pound of meat. The Teretz says it was in a small town. Because they used to have to shech the whole animal just to give him this pound of meat. That was a bichidish. It was a small town. They did not need a whole animal every day there. So when they used to shech the animal to give the boy fresh meat every day, a pound, that was a bichidish. Even though he has to like waste the whole rest of the animal, still they did it every day to give him the meat that he needed. Right, who once happened a case, the Yosla came with the Rebbe Nechemia. They came in front of Rebbe Nechemia. Omele, they said to him, Bema atasoy. There was a nonny, a poor person, came in front of Rebbe Nechemia and said, I'm poor, give me tzedakah money. So Nechemia said, what are you used to eating? Like we had before, you have to give him what he was used to. Is Omele, he answered back, Babosa Shaman, I'm used to eating big fat steaks. Vyayin Yoshin, Gezumta old wine, the real stuff I'm used to eating. Is Ritzayin Choshet as Galgal and me. So, Nechemia said to him, would you want, please, it is Galgal and me, B'adoshim. I don't eat those things. I eat Pasha the beans. Maybe you want to come and live like I do. I'll give you my beans. Is Galgal Imo? The Oni said, okay, I'll try it out. So Galgal Imo, he tried it out like that. B'adoshim, teed his regular beans. Umeis. And the Oni died because of that. He wasn't used to it. He was used to eating his big steaks and meat and wine. And he died from this. Is almost a chum said then, Oyla lezeh, shahorgu Nechemia, oyvet to this person that Nechemia killed. And Adrabah, some suggest the opposite. Oyla lezeh, oyvet to Nechemia, shahorgu lezeh. The oyvet is Nechemia that killed this person. Why? That's what he should have said, right? Oyla Nechemia, shahorgu lezeh, me boy, that's what he should have said. Oyvet to Nechemia, that he killed this person. Tzumar says, Eliyuhu, de loyiboyle lefluke nashi. The reason why they didn't say this way is because the person himself shouldn't have made himself such a mafunik. True, he enjoys eating meat and wine, but he shouldn't have gone so far that he taught himself that he can't eat anything else. And now that they gave him some beans teeth, he died because of that. So it's not really called Nechem, he killed him, it's called he killed himself. Like, he shouldn't have been such a mafunik. So, Kulihai. So who the Yosla came with Rava? A person came in front of Rava. Omalei also, when Nani came and asked Rava for money, for food. Omalei, so Rava asked him, B'mayatasoid, what are you used to eating? Omalei, B'tarnagoyles, Ketuma, a nice fat chicken. V'yayin Yoshin, Gezunti Geshmak, old wine. Omalei, he said back to him, V'loi chayashto l'duchto disipuroi. You should know the money I'm giving you now is stocker money. Know where the money comes from. I collect the money from the tzibur. Everybody has to give money from tzedakah. And you're going to take a big check? So don't you feel bad the fact you're taking money from the tzibur. The chura, like you're forcing the tzibur to give you money. Omalei answered back, no. Oto mididhu ka'achilna. Do you think I'm eating from their money? You think it's really their money? Midirachmona ka'achilna. I'm eating from the Eibishter's money. The Tani, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Ein eich olechu yisaberu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody his food at its right time. B'itom loy nemo doesn't say in the right time. Ela b'itoy, what you're used to. Melameh chekol echot v'yecho noisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu panasosoy b'itoy. Whatever you're used to having, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you. So I'm used to having my big fat meat here, my big wine, and I am taking the money now from tzedakah, so what? It's not the pshat, it's their money. The Eibishter's money, the Eibishter wants to give it to me, this is the way I'll give it to me. Did it l'shem shemayim is this. I'm not taking their money, their money is tzedakah money. What I'm getting is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's money. And if I deserve to have it, that's what Hashem wants to give me, this much, so he has a right to take it. In the meantime, also Yachtei the Rav, Rav's sister came, L'chozle tleis tashon, he didn't see her for 12 years. The Yasile tanagota petuma, and Punkta's sister brought Rav in our present, a big fat chicken. For Yain Yoshin, an old wine. In other words, now Rava had this food to give to the Yoni. So Maida Kamoil, like, Rava wondered, what's going on here? And what the incident like? What happened here? Rashi says, my dove is there, Shira Lefanai. Atashta Yisuragabakar, Shabasal Zulakan, the Gosbiam Yashbiyadi. I'm not used to eating this type of food. And all of a sudden, the day that the Ani says he wants it, I get this food. Omalei, so he said, so by stois, so Rava said back to this Ani now, Nenaitilacho, like, please forgive me, I'm sorry I spoke so strong to you. Kum Echo, come and eat. Now the Rava was masking to you, you're doing the right thing, Taka. If you were used to eating it, and you have b'tochen, Hashem will give you what you want, you deserve to have it. Tana Rabbanim learned like this, Ein loy, the person doesn't have money. V'yena writes l'spanis, but he's embarrassed to go collect money from tzedakah, so what does Bezdin do? Noistin lo l'shum havo. We should give him the money, but Torah's alone. Don't say we give it to you for tzedakah, but be nice and say we'll lend you money. And at the end, when it comes to collect the money, you'll be moichlet, say, you know what, keep it for a present. That's the way to do it. Divi Rabbi Meir. No, first go straight and give it to him for a present. And then later give it to him, the Torah alone. Furthermore, that doesn't make sense. You can't go straight to the poor person and say, here, take a present. He won't want to take it. That's what we're saying as far now. In the case of the person that needs the money but doesn't want to take it, so you can't offer it to him for a present. So my rabbi, what I meant to say is like this. We start off saying we want to give you a present. And if he doesn't accept the present, then you tell him, you know what, I'll loan you the money. And later on, you just don't collect the money back. What about Yeshloi Viena Rushless Farnish? Let's say Yeshloi, somebody has money, but he doesn't want to use his own money, he wants to starve. The guy is very stingy. He has money in the bank. He just doesn't want to use it. He doesn't have what to eat right now. So what we're supposed to do is, he shouldn't starve. We're supposed to give him food, but there is a present. And then later we'll go and collect the money from him. Later we'll collect it. If you do that, he won't take any more. It can happen one time, you give him money, but then when he sees you collecting the money back, he'll never take again. So it's not a good etzah. So Papa said like this, what I mean to say is li'acham isa. After the guy goes, then we have a right to go to Yerushim and say, listen, your father had money in the bank, just he never wanted to use it. So we gave him money in the meantime to use, but the money was only really b'teras halvor, and later we have a right to collect all the money back. We have Shimon, and Shimon says like this, what's going to be Yeshla, a man that has money? V'yena reitzel espanis, but he doesn't want to use his own money. So he holds ein zokkin loy. Such a person we don't look at. Bezdin does not have to give him any tzedakah at all. Tell the guy, go. You don't want to use your money, isn't it? Don't use it. Don't come to us, though. We're not mechuyev to give a guy tzedakah if he's stingy. You know, he has money, just doesn't want to use his own money. It's ein zokkin loy. Ein loy. What about a person that the attacker doesn't have any money? V'yena reitzel espanis, and he doesn't want to take money either. We tell him, Abu Mashkin, listen, take a Mashkin here. In other words, we'll loan. We're going to give you a loan, and we'll take a Mashkin. For toil, Kadesh Tezuach Daiti Olov, to make him feel good. As if to say, we're really giving you a Torah alone. Whereas here, take the $1,000, and we're even asking a pledge from you. That makes the guy feel good, like he sees he's not taking it only because it's Dukkha, but he's taking a loan. So make it easy for him to take the loan. Turn around, word like this. The Pasuk says, Havit. The Shane Loy Vienna Restless Spanish. Shenoistin Loy Lishum Havo. Havo means like give stocker, so it means a person that doesn't have any money. He doesn't want to take the money. Give him the money, but Torah alone. The Choyzvim Venoistin Lishum Aton. At the end, don't take the money back. Give it to him, Torah a present. That's called Havo, give him a present like. What does Tavi Tenu mean? Ze Sheyesh Loy, a person that has money. Vienna Restless Spanish, he doesn't want to use his own money. Shenoistin Loy. Again, this is not like Reb Shimon, but like the Tanakhama before, that we do give him money. L'shum Atana, right now we'll tell him, listen, we're giving you a present. But for Chosrim v'nefrem emen l'yachem isa, like we learned before, but later when the guy dies, then we go to the Yerushim and we collect all the money back. Divi Rebbe Yehud, this is Rebbe Yehud Shita. The Chom Maimrim, no. That Yesh Loi v'yein eroitzel espanas en ezokakin loi. The person has money, he doesn't want to use it, we don't look at him, we don't give him no more money. Tell him, use your own money. If so, v'yelamani mekayim tavitenu. What is the double lashon of havei tavitenu? What do you mean give like two presents? So it means divretere kloshim leyodim hinachnaim. It's only one thing, that we give money to somebody that can't afford it. And you have to, if he doesn't want to take it, He should give it to him a Torah alone. Right now, say, I'm lending you the money, and later it ends up to be a matana. Why does the Torah say the double lashon? Sometimes that Torah talks the way people talk also. All right, then.